Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's Sunday sermon, which is the third Sunday in Lent. My name is Father Tom Casey of the SMA Media Center in Dola in Zambia, producing and presenting this program. Today we see the beautiful story of the Samaritan woman who meets Jesus at Jacob's well. We see her conversion when she encounters Jesus, and in fact the whole village expresses their joy at this great event that has happened, and they invite Jesus even to stay with them. We may not fully understand the implications that this means. Samaritans were outcasts in the eyes of the Jews. They were a race of people with mixed blood, because during the exile in Babylon, they had intermarried with other races of people, and they were not liked by the Jewish people. They were considered impure. We see today in the Gospel that the Samaritan woman left Jesus and her water jar behind, and she rushed to the village to proclaim what she had experienced. This is a perfect example of bursting with joy, that others must hear it as well. And for her, she said, "He told me everything I have done." She had married and divorced and remarried 7 times. So she was addicted to something. Something was not right in her life. And Jesus knew that. Looking at our own lives now, there are so many temptations in the world that can lead us into some form of addiction. Especially for our young people, they need to be protected. There is a great danger these days that phones and the internet is too much taking over the lives of our young people and us as well. How many hours do we give on the phones? Because nothing that takes over our life and rules us is good. And of course, many other addictions as well. We know of alcohol and drugs are very much part of our everyday life now. But suffice to say, these destructible activities can be dressed up in so many attractive forms, and it mesmerizes us and confuses us into making bad decisions. Addiction, that's the way it is. All logical reason is gone, and even the victim of addiction knows that he or she is on the path to self-destruction deep inside. We find God there, ready to listen, and he does answer to our prayers, if we make them. But it's important to reach out to the addict as well, and it could be in our own family. Nothing to be ashamed of now. Get over that, but reach out and create a safe space whereby our children and our friends feel free to open up and say, "This is how it is with me. I'm addicted. I give too much time on my phone. I give too much time on drugs. I give too much time drinking. And now I can't live without them." And when we do and are able to say, "I'm on the road to self-destruction," that is the beginning of the healing process. We'll read now from Romans, which is the second reading today. And I quote, "But God proves his love for us in that while we are still sinners, Christ has died for us." End of quote. Now, what does that mean? I'll give you a little story to explain something of what it might mean to you. There is a little boy playing football with his friend, and he kicks the ball and it goes straight through a window of the big house which is nearby, where the big man lives. And the little boy runs away in shame and fear. The boy who was with him playing the football meets the owner of the house And when the owner hears that this boy ran away in shame, he said to the boy's friend, "Give this money, which is the cost of repairing the window. Give it to him and let him come and give it back to me." And this is what happened. The boy came to the big house, knocked on the door in fear and trembling, and the owner came to the door and he gave the owner the money. And he went away liberated from his guilt because the man received him very well. This story helps us to understand the debt of Jesus on the cross. The owner of the house is God, of course, and the money is the sacrifice of Jesus' death. The price of giving the boy liberation from the shame and fear and debt of the broken window. We are like the boy. We are in debt. We have debt, sin, imperfection, in that we can never love others and God as we love ourselves and as is required by the Christian calling in our baptism. God gave us his Son. His sacrifice was our liberation to be free. But it was his money, God's money, God's sacrifice. He loaned it to us in a way, and we are giving it back to him in gratitude. Meaning, our gifts, our sacrifices are imperfect, but the perfect one is in Jesus Christ himself. What have we got to do then as a response to that great act of Jesus dying for us on the cross? We have to be careful not to break the window again. In other words, we have to be careful not to sin again. Of course, his mercy is always there, but to be honest, to be true to our calling, we have to make every serious effort to avoid sin. I will finish now with a quote from Pope Francis on the occasion of the Angelus, which was given to us on the 23rd of March 2014. About the Samaritan woman, he said, "We likewise find the impetus to leave behind our water jar. Remember, I said, she left it there. The past has gone. This symbol of everything that is seemingly important to us, but loses its value before the love of God." We all have one, or more than one, attachments, either addictions or worldly concerns that we have to leave behind anyway in death. I ask you and myself, what is your interior water jar? What is the baggage we are carrying? What are the unnecessary concerns and fears and worries that we have that we must all leave behind? These are like the water jar that was left behind by the Samaritan woman. We are called, like her, to witness to our sisters and brothers the joy of the encounter with Jesus. Remember the four aspects of practicing our faith during Lent, and indeed always: to fast, to pray more, to do works of charity, and also to repent. In all these four exercises, we find Jesus. I wish you a beautiful and happy third Sunday of Lent. Maybe the fasting that you are doing is paying you back in full with the graces that God gives for our efforts to make ourselves into better and more Christ-like people. This is Father Tom Casey, SMA, of the SMA Media Center in Dola in Zambia, signing off now and wishing you all of God's blessings. Mm-hmm.